Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Smarty. So, check this out. Trump wants to hold this, 19,000, 20,000 person indoor rally in Tulsa, says he had a million requests for tickets, blah, blah, blah. But what intrigues me is that to go, you have to sign a waiver. The waiver says, look, if I get COVID, I'm not suing you. Okay. So, that was Trump. Typical. However, a couple days later, now, businesses are saying, you want to come back to work? Sign this waiver. It says, if you get COVID, it ain't our fault. Are they effective? Do they really matter? I wanted to ask one of the best lawyers in the country and one of my good friends, John Perry. JP, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Great, thanks.
The waiver. Are you surprised? Is it relevant? Is it legal?
So, generally speaking, waivers can be legal. They're not favored in the eyes of the law. So to have an effective waiver, they have to be very conspicuous, and there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. So the one that is posted on Trump's website would be wholly ineffective. That would never be enforceable in the court of law.
Oh, tell me why, sir.
Well, first of all, a true waiver has to contain the word negligence, and it has to state exactly what you're waiving in big, bold print. And his waiver doesn't do that. Now, the more important thing about this whole issue is that there's going to be difficulty with anybody proving a negligence claim and a COVID-19 claim, because you have to prove causation, meaning you have to prove that the rally is where you contracted the disease. And that's just going to be very difficult for anyone to do, you know, because you could be getting the disease sitting in your studio
right
now. And, you know, you go to a rally this weekend, how are you ever going to prove where you got it? So that's going to be a bigger issue. Now, as it relates to the employers, Marty, employers have already they've already negotiated a sweetheart deal with a legal system. So if you get injured or sick at work, the government has already assured that you do not have the ability to sue your employer. So when you're injured at work, you can't sue your employer. What you get in exchange is workers' compensation, and you cannot waive workers' compensation. So an employer saying, come back to work and sign this waiver, that's going to be wholly ineffective.
Oh.
That employee is still going to be eligible for workers' compensation if they can prove that they contracted coronavirus at their place of employment.
JP, we've talked about this before. You go to an amusement park and there's a disclaimer. It's not our responsibility if you fall off this ride and die. We have discussed right. this. They're kind of sort of ineffective, are they not? All this sort of thing to some degree is ineffective, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good generalization, but I have to be honest with you. They have become more enforceable over the last 20 years. So before you used to go to a Major League Baseball game, and they had waivers on the back of the tickets, and, you know, you get hit by a foul ball, you couldn't sue them.
Right.
So they thought. Well, then the little girl got killed in Colorado, and they said those waivers were no longer effective. They put new detail in, and you know, there was a case in Philly not many years ago where the waiver was deemed to be effective. So, you know, if you do it right and you conspicuously state it, and the person knows exactly what they're waiving, it could be effective. But as it applies to this situation, not only is there a negligence problem, there is an assumption of the risk defense. So if you knowingly go into a situation that you understand can present a risk to you and you accept that risk, you're not necessarily going to be able to hold anybody responsible. The classic case, that's whitewater rafting. You know that's very dangerous. They tell you it's dangerous. And if you decide to go anyway, you're going to have a hard time suing somebody because, you know, you drowned during a whitewater rafting trip. I'd say the same thing about, you know, any large gathering during this COVID-19 crisis. If you make the personal decision, you know, if you believe this is fake news and that COVID's not real, and you want to go out and you want to protest or demonstrate or rally or go to a, you know, 100,000-seat sporting event, you know, if you get the virus and die, you're going to have a very difficult time suing anybody.
That's
because
amazing.
In the eyes of the law, you've been stupid.
Wow. So JP, I go to this rally, the Trump rally, 1,000 people get sick, I'm exaggerating to make a point, and 10 of them die, even then they don't really have a decent case based on what you're saying, sir.
I think they'd have a very hard time ever being successful in a civil action, yes.
It's amazing.
Very hard, yeah.
John Perry, it's a pleasure, my man. Hope you're well.
Thanks. Take care, Marty.
Man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.